Welcome back, everybody. I'm Richard Krause. That's Matt Gurney. We're in for Rashmi Nair, who is off today. And we're covering a terrible story out of Quebec. In Laval, Quebec, two children are dead, at least six others injured, and in the hospital after a bus rammed into a daycare. And we've been getting some details, and I don't think we have a full picture yet of what's happening, but I think probably Don Kagan Fleming can help us with that. Reporter from CJAD, who is on the line with us now. Matt, are you able to bring her up there?
I think we've got her brought
there
through.
There we go. Now. Hi, Don. How are you?
Can you hear us?
Good, good. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you. So are you on the scene?
I am not right now. We've been getting details right now. I'm in studio, but it has been a busy and a sad day here.
When this story broke, and I think it kind of took about half an hour to jump to the rest of the country after it was local news for you guys, Don, but one of the things that was noted very quickly, look, I'll be blunt about this. You hear a story like this, you think it's an accident. You hear a bus hit a building, you think something very tragic has happened. Within the first hour, I'd say, we started to get pieces of the puzzle that suggested that this might not be an accident. What have we learned over the course of the day?
Well, there's still a lot of questions about that, but you're right. That has been one of the first things people are looking at. So at about 8:30 this morning, a bus crashed right into the front of the Galderie Educative Saint-Rose. Now, that's in Laval, and the driver, it was not someone who stole the bus, as some people had said. It was nothing like that. It was a 10-year driver for Laval's bus service, a guy that's been identified, 51-year-old Pierre-Ni Saint-Amand. Now, he drove in, and when you say, yes, it might have been an accident, there is no... there's no theory right now about whether this was on purpose or not, but it is, when you look at the daycare itself and the layout of the entrance to it, you'd have to get off the main road, turn into a driveway, and then turn down the entire driveway and go towards the daycare. So it is actually a relatively long entrance towards it. So there's definitely been some questions about whether this was intentional based just on how difficult it would be to accidentally drive into the front of the daycare.
Right. We were talking earlier and saying that this doesn't, after you look at the map, this does not appear to be a blown tire that put this bus off track, a patch of ice, anything like that. You're saying that it feels like this was deliberate, although that's not confirmed yet.
Nothing confirmed on that at all, and it's tough to say, obviously. A lot of investigations are still going. In fact, Saint-Amand was just arrested this morning, so he's still meeting with investigators. But there have been a lot of questions based on the layout of just the parking lot and, frankly, how deep the bus went in. It's a horrific image, but the bus itself lodged itself about halfway into the daycare.
Well. Yeah. I mean, Richard and Don as well, when I saw these first photos, it looks like an old house or a church, right? Just that's been converted into a daycare, exactly. And there's a bus sticking out of it. It looked like, I don't know how fast this thing was going, but it went right into the building.
Exactly. And it does take a level of speed to build up over that long of a stretch of concrete to then drive in and do the damage. Like you said, that you saw, it's not a large daycare. There's about 80 spots in it. And as you said, eight kids were hospitalized, who unfortunately and sadly have passed away now. The six that are in hospital, luckily, though, doctors say there's no fear for their lives right now.
Tell us what you can about the immediate aftermath of the accident. The driver was, to put it mildly, agitated, stripped down naked. Tell us what you've learned about what happened in the seconds and minutes after the bus hit the daycare.
So that's one of the most horrific parts of this morning. Parents were around. It was around 8:30, right? So for daycare, that's a pretty busy time. Kids are just getting dropped off. Kids are coming in. So there was a pretty big crowd around when it had happened. And as you said, Saint-Amand, the driver, then came out of the bus. People rushed over because witnesses say they saw children trapped under the bus. And he came out half-clothed and had to be physically overpowered. He had to be brought to the ground. And when witnesses describe this, it's not grab his arm and push him down. It's two people tackling him, basically, because, as you said, agitated is a light way to put it.
Yeah.
There. And so the 51-year-old was taken in just minutes later once police arrived. And that's when paramedics got onto the scene. We ended up having 11 total people that were being looked at. Some were treated on the scene. And most were taken to the hospital, all children other than one adult who was treated for shock but is also fine right now.
Don, tell us a little bit about the neighborhood and also what happened. I mean, Richard's asked you about the immediate aftermath, but I was looking at video. I guess, I don't know if it was CBC or Radio Canada, but I did see some video earlier, what looked like some sort of command post where parents were able to pick up their kids.
That's it. So a pretty large perimeter was set up even for something like this. Police really got everyone back quickly to try and get a handle on things, but also to get parents in and to try and have the kids moved out safely. I mean, you don't want this to be any more traumatizing than it already is for these young kids. These are preschool-aged kids, you know, not even 5 years old, 6 years old. So things started moving pretty quickly on that front. And the area itself, Laval, is quite close to Montreal. It's part of the bigger area here. And it's been a troubling day in the city here as well, because Laval is really a close neighbor, a close friend. People will, you know, work in Laval and come from Montreal or vice versa. So there's a lot of strong feelings here today based on that. Now, since this morning, the details have been coming out slowly about what happened to the kids and about Pierre-Nice Saint-Amand being arrested mm-hmm. and now charged with homicide and dangerous driving. A big thing about that command post is that police and other local authorities, provincial politicians have been coming in and also trying to set up psychological services in the area, both for the families right near the school and a crisis unit there, but also a psychological helpline for anyone in Laval or Montreal that is just sitting in shock with this, as well as the family. So that's where the focus is right now, is mostly getting people services that they can kind of sit with this and recover over the next few days.
We're speaking with Don Kagan-Fleming from our sister station CJAD in Montreal. I think that hearing you describe the accident scene, that we're lucky that not more children and more adults were injured. At 8:30 in the morning, there would have been, I think, a lot of people coming and going. How is it, can you suggest, that not more people were injured?
In a lot of ways, it seems that was luck timing, because the bus, as you've seen in the images, it crashes right through the front of the building. Mm-hmm. And it happened to affect, mostly from some witnesses speaking about it, one main group of young students there, the oldest group there. Others were in different parts of the building, from my understanding. And it seems to be where it hit and the fact that things were taken care of quickly. You know, right. People got the driver out of the bus quickly, got him to the ground. Things were stopped there. And, of course, incredibly tragic, but it also seems quite lucky that more didn't happen.
Mm-hmm. Don, thanks so much for this tough day for everybody out there. Appreciate the work you're doing and appreciate the update.
Thanks. Appreciate that. Have a good one.
You too. Don Kagan-Fleming joining us here, anchor and reporter at CJAD 800, our sister station in Montreal. Laval, of course, a suburb of Montreal. Richard, you're right. I don't feel lucky when I hear stories like this, but based on everything we're learning there.
I think you take your blessings where you can in a situation like this. But when you hear that the bus is halfway in the building, just think about that. Think about the size of the school bus that maybe picked up your kids today on the way to school. And think about the speed, the malice of intent that it would have taken to have this happen, and to have it wedge itself halfway in. It's extraordinary that more children weren't hurt, that the building didn't collapse around it. I mean, this is it's an extraordinary story in a very terrible way.
When I saw the picture of it, I didn't even know if it was a full-size bus. So little of it was visible. And I don't know if I'll say hoping. That's not the right word. But I was wondering, is it one of the shorter local route buses? But no, apparently it was a full-size vehicle half into the building. So, folks, we hate talking about this stuff, but this is the story. In Laval, Quebec today, a municipal bus drove into a daycare center. The driver arrested on the scene, apparently behaving, as Richard has said, erratically, had to be brought down by passersby and held after he came out of the bus stripped naked. Mm-hmm. At the scene, 8 children were injured. 2 of them have died. 3 other people with minor injuries treated at the scene. We're waiting to learn more. We'll stay on top of this all day, but this is just a horrible story to start the day with.